It is time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30, and that would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joining us now for our special pre-Thanksgiving edition of Kids Q, we've got Victor Lewis and Dakota Moyer of WCHL to help us out. Guys, thanks for being with us in the studio today, and happy early Thanksgiving.
Yeah, hey,
happy early Thanksgiving. Sorry. I thought Victor was speaking for both
of us.
So
what are the Thanksgiving plans? What are y'all going to do?
Hamilton, obviously.
Oh, are you seeing Hamilton?
On Thanksgiving.
Man, you just jumped right into that. Oh.
Oh, I'm so ready.
I don't know if that's perfect or ironic or
perfectly ironic.
Perfectly
ironic is what it is. I'm so excited.
Have you seen it yet?
I've not.
Okay.
I don't know anything about
it.
I've never listened to any songs.
Nice.
I've meticulously avoided everything until this moment.
I tried to meticulously avoid everything, and I was able to do it for the most part, but I had still heard like 8 of the songs by the time I'd gone in. Very difficult to avoid, but it's a great show.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. Dakota, how about you?
Nothing that lives up to seeing Hamilton.
Victor just jumped on it first.
Yeah, nothing I say is going to seem as exciting as that. Just seeing family, which now, after that, sounds very boring.
You could have said skydiving off Niagara Falls. We would not have questions.
With the cast of Hamilton.
who have taken tomorrow off.
Canceling my show.
Oh, that would have been good. Just spending time with family, though. That's what Thanksgiving's all about.
It is.
And seeing Hamilton, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, now that we're in 2018.
If my mom is listening right now, I'm still mad at you for abandoning us this Thanksgiving. My mother is going on a cruise.
Oh, nice.
She feels, quote, bad, quote, about it.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
No, really. No. Nor should she, really, because you get that opportunity.
She's a little bad.
Maybe a little tiny bit, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think guilt is a good component of any cruise vacation, right? Just a little bit?
Just a little.
All right. Y'all ready for Kids Q today?
Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. This is a Thanksgiving-related Kids Q, so everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here's today's question. It's not really Thanksgiving-related. It's food-related. So what is a food that you've never had that you've always wanted to try?
I thought your question was going to be, what are you thankful for?
No.
I'm so glad it's not that.
This might be an easier question.
What food?
I feel like I seek out things to try, though.
I don't have a lot
that I really have always just dreamed about but haven't had.
I had one item on my list, and it was haggis. And I finally had that a couple of years ago when I was down in Florida. We went to Epcot during the Food and Wine Festival.
That's not where I expected you to have
haggis.
We went to
the Scotland booth that they have, and they had haggis for sale. I'm like, of course I'm going to try the haggis. It was good. I don't know if Epcot haggis counts, but I'm counting it.
Isn't haggis just like ground stuff, meat, vegetables inside stomach lining?
Pretty much.
So it was sausage, good, essentially.
Basically, yeah. I think people get turned off by the stomach lining, but...
That just makes the flavor.
That's exactly.
I think so,
traditional sausage casings.
Also true, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that I want to have tried is that, what's that fish from Ireland, the fermented shark?
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Probably shouldn't stay there for long, because apparently it's terrible.
Oh, you took the joke right away from me.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
though.
Which is apparently the most like horrible thing that you could possibly eat, but
I have a technical question. Can I answer a food that I've had before, but I want to try it from a place that makes it like better?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay, I would say like real sushi from Japan.
Okay.
Like living in America, we have sushi pretty much everywhere. And any store has sushi, but if you go to Japan and they actually make it for you with the raw fish that's caught like that morning, I feel like that's like 1,000 times better.
I mean, you can get that experience in a lot of places.
Yeah.
There are legitimately really good.
If you're ready to pay $200.
Yeah,
you can
like
get it right
same,
here if
though.
You're ready to pay like $15.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of places.
I feel like
if you want the
I feel
good
like
stuff,
half
though.
Of the
Yamazushi, baby.
Half
Yamazushi.
The thing is the experience of the being there. So I would say that would be my thing in terms of
actually going to Japan and getting it.
Yeah.
Pause for a second. Let's talk about Yamazushi, because this is this place in Durham that's in the Woodcroft Shopping Center, which you have apparently been to. Brad and I have reservations for like June or July, because that's the earliest that you can get. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to talk about Yamazushi, I'm down. It actually kind of relates to what I've decided my Kids Q answer is.
All right, all right.
Which is a food I've always wanted to try is like the super gastro science food that's outrageous, mad scientist nonsense being created by psychopathic four-star chefs.
Brad wants to go to Alinea in Chicago where they've got like the balloon full of flavored air.
What? What are you talking about? That's what I haven't had that
three-star Michelin restaurant and they serve you a balloon full of flavored air. And apparently it's amazingly good.
How many calories
you
is
have
that?
To say that when you
I hope
spend
it's negative.
Multiple hundreds of dollars. You have to tell all your friends. It was so amazing. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
And I have to know for myself.
How do you eat it?
You taste it.
You taste it. Yeah. You're supposed to experience
if
it.
If you like slip up or mess up, does it just like evaporate into
that's
the air?
That's an excellent point.
Well,
that
happened. We went to a restaurant in New York when we were up there because Brad like loves these gastro places, and now I'm getting a taste for them too. We went to this place called Terra, I think, in New York, which had like a 15 course meal, and it was incredible. But the first course, they serve you this like glass full of like white beads. And they're like, all right, so this is a lime something. You're going to have to drink it quickly to get the full effect. And I'm looking at it, and it's solid. So what are they talking about? And then they pour like some, like, or they spray some foam on top of it, and that just melts the beads, and then you drink it. It's this limey, foamy concoction. It was amazingly good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What was the protein count in that?
Probably also negative.
Yeah, none.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks,
man. Thank you.